On the Brink, I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin held an hour-long phone call Saturday to discuss a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The tension is growing within Ukraine as people there prepare for what they are certain is an imminent strike from Russia. New satellite images show more Russian troops and tanks gathering along the Ukrainian border. That's triggered protesting in the streets as Ukrainian police forces prepare for potential unrest. They are holding drills in a region less than 20 miles from Russia-occupied Crimea.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the Biden administration is urging all Americans in Ukraine to leave immediately. A standoff at one of the world's busiest bridges between the U.S. and Canada is letting up, but protesters are still holding up traffic.
The truckers are definitely still here. We've actually seen thousands more show up throughout the day. People from all across Canada coming out here to show their support for the Freedom Convoy. And these Canadians tell us that this is much bigger to them than just the COVID restrictions. This is about their freedom. They feel like they've played along with all the government's rules for months and months and months, and they've been waiting to try to live their life. 90% of Canadians are vaccinated at this point, so they say, what else does the government want? Let us go back to living our life.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. President Biden will visit Cleveland next week. The president will discuss the $1 trillion infrastructure law signed last November, which provides $10 billion in highway funding for Ohio. A heat wave in California, just as the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals face off in the Super Bowl.
So it's going to be a really hot one, but widespread. A lot of areas there sitting around 80 degrees. And I will actually leave you here with our game day forecast. Obviously, things cool down just a little bit as you get in the evening hours, right around 70 degrees at kickoff.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Border Patrol says since October, 16,000 undocumented immigrants crossed the border into the Rio Grande Valley.
Typically, these are the single adult men, young guys who come across in dark clothing or camouflage, and unlike the family units, don't give up. They try to blend in, they try to run through the brush, and they try to escape deeper into the United States because they do not want to be caught for one reason or another. And border agents are able to do this when they're actually able to patrol the front lines. Typically, what we've seen before is a lot of agents have been busy processing and doing paperwork when they're dealing with those huge groups of families coming across. And former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott says when agents can actually do their jobs, they're very effective at tracking down people who don't want to be caught.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Texas. Police in Phoenix used ballistic shields to rescue a baby girl during a SWAT standoff. A man stepped out of the house and put the baby down, but as officers approached, they came under fire. Four patrol officers were injured as they tried to get the baby to safety. The pandemic took a toll on institutions of higher learning.
1 million fewer students are enrolled in college now than before the pandemic. Strict COVID protocols, a red-hot job market, and the cost of higher education that has increased five times the rate of inflation over the past 50 years are all to blame for this accelerating trend of students skipping college. A new study from My eLearning World estimates that these 1 million students will miss out on $1 trillion in lost lifetime earnings. It equates to more than 600,000 bachelor's degrees lost.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu. Arnold Schwarzenegger's son says his father's doing really well after he was involved in a car accident in Los Angeles last month. Schwarzenegger's SUV hit a sports car, then rolled over another vehicle. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.